This is Steve Goodrich, known on the trail as Bird Shooter, and this is N2 Backpacking, a podcast for both hikers and backpackers.
Hey hikers, Bird Shooter here. And tonight on the show it is New Year's Eve, and I speak with Katie, aka Wild Turkey, sitting by a stream in the mountains near Ellijay, Georgia. In the show we talk about her first backpacking trip, how the weather and her equipment impacted the hike, and discuss some tips for those heading out on the trail for the first time. We also talk about other hikes in the South, some of her favorites, and ideas for hiking and camping with children. Here's episode 11. This is Bird Shooter here. Here we are with the LJ interview in the new Brady cabin. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm here with Katie, a.k.a. we'll call her Wild Turkey. And I think we'll get into that a little later on where the name comes from. But first of all, congratulations on your new cabin in the woods. It's good to have friends that have nice accommodations, especially on New Year's Eve. This is the New Year's Eve interview, by the way. But first question for you, actually not even a question, but more of a statement, Katie. You are the first female hiker that I've interviewed solo so far. How does that make you feel?
Oh, privileged. Very privileged.
Well, so Glenn and Susan Schuffenhauer, who you know, were actually the first interview that I had where I had a female involved. But you're riding solo. You're unassisted. Your husband didn't come out here to help you out tonight, despite his many, many years of backpacking experience with me. I'm hurt.
Don't be hurt. He doesn't talk to anyone, including me.
Ah, it's typical husband for you. So, I'm just sitting here thinking, your first trip with me, Nantahala Outdoor Center?
No, it was Stratton Bald.
It was Stratton Bald. Western North Carolina. On the Tennessee border. That was your first backpacking trip ever?
No, I'd gone backpacking with the Girl Scouts, but backpacking with the Girl Scouts means you hike in about 12 feet. And then you set up camp.
Well, that's what we do now, because I'm over 40. But yeah, I can relate to that. Where did you, was that in Georgia that you did your first trip?
Yes, probably. I don't really recall a lot of them from Girl Scouts, other than I thought I knew what backpacking was until I went backpacking with you.
Yeah, so maybe we should talk about Stratton Bald, because it's coming up here quickly. That was the first time I'd been there, was the first time you went there.
Yes, it was obviously the first time I went there.
It was October.
It was cold. It was hot at the bottom and cold at the top.
Yeah, you're over 6,000 feet, but did we get snowed on?
Yes. We started out, it was like 65 degrees. It was a beautiful day. And then we get to the top, it's pouring down snow. And we're all very wet and cold.
My vivid memory of that, and I mentioned this earlier, it was right after September 11. And I remember on the hike in, I think it wasn't that far. It was probably only about 2.5 miles. And you
straight
go up
uphill.
Yeah, you go up a gravel road for a long time in a car, and then you get on a hiking trail that takes you to Stratton Bald. But I remember it was very foggy.
It was very foggy and rainy, snow.
It was kind of sleetish.
Yeah.
And I remember we stopped on the way up there, and I looked at you, and you looked like you were in sheer misery. Like you were absolutely hating life.
There was a point at which I had to sit down and wait for you guys to go find a place to camp, and then come back and get me, because I couldn't hike any further. And in my first mistake on that trip was that my pack was way too heavy.
Yeah, you know, it's not uncommon for a lot of people to head out on the trail with a heavy pack. But I remember, I think you were sitting next to Christiane at the time, because somebody was sitting next to you, and I looked at both of you, and you just looked very unhappy. And, you look cold. That's what I remember.
I was very cold.
You looked very, very chilly.
I was very, very cold.
And unhappy at your now husband, boyfriend at the time.
I wasn't unhappy with him, because he was actually very helpful. But I was very, very cold, and I couldn't warm up.
But we
No.
We fixed that situation over time.
I believe that Roger was with us.
I think he was with us.
And we all know that Roger is the master of the fire.
Right.
And he got a giant fire going. And there was a zucchini in there somewhere that was cooked in the fire. And it was hot. It was cooked in tinfoil or something. And after I ate that, like, it warmed me up enough where I could actually function. And then that's where we get to my trail name.
Oh, Wild Turkey. That's where you started to bounce back?
Yeah, because Charlie had packed in a large amount of beer for me.
Beer?
Beer, which is what I normally prefer to drink. But I was so cold I couldn't drink it, so he traded it with that guy that we met on top of Stratenbald for Wild Turkey.
So, to your point about Stratenbald, we first get up there, and I mean, it seems like we're all alone.
It did seem like we were all alone for a while until everybody started coming over to Roger's large fire.
That's true. They were coming out of the woodwork.
They,
but when we
they
first
literally
got there, it
out.
Seemed like there was no one else there. It was very foggy. We get to the top of the mountain, and there's a flag flying in honor of September 11 with a little note there, which was kind of surreal. I mean,
in the fog and the mist and the snowy ice stuff.
That was my defining memory from that moment, was walking up on top of the Bald and seeing a very small, kind of like staked in the ground flag flying, and then seeing the note. It was sort of, I don't know, it was kind of surreal. It's not what I expected, you know?
No, it was neat. You came out of the trees and there you were on the flag. It was cool.
Well, then we pitch our tents, and I'm still thinking we're all alone. I don't know about you. I mean, we hadn't seen anybody.
No,
right?
We didn't see anybody. Well, we saw the Boy Scouts while I was sitting there waiting for you guys to come back and tell me where we were camping. But, yeah, no one was up there, really. You didn't think there was anybody up there.
And then all of a sudden, like, people just started emerging from the bushes, right? You know, that were camped around us. We had no idea because there was so much fog up there. And that's where we met a guy that I think we begin to call Judge Not. Because if I remember, he had a bumper sticker on his back of his car that said, don't judge me, judge not.
He was a boat builder, by the way.
Oh, was he?
Yes, he was from Tennessee. He was a boat builder. And I know a lot about him because at several points in the night, he decided to just sit on me.
not intentionally. I think he fell on you, basically, if I remember correctly.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting.
But he was fun, and he did bring Wild Turkey, which was very
warm. Where you got your trail name, right?
Yes.
That's where it came from.
He traded the beer for the Wild Turkey.
So and that was your first backpacking experience? That's not a bad one. I mean,
no,
you
it was an
do,
awesome trip.
You could
trip.
Do a lot worse than that.
It was an awesome trip.
And if you remember on the way out of there, I can't remember if you were in the front of the pack or the back. But we had somebody with us named Christiane, and she had a dog. And they were smack in the middle of the pack. And somehow, she got separated from the front and the back and went down the wrong trail.
I think we followed her down the wrong trail for a bit, and then realized it was the wrong trail. And we must have had walkie-talkies.
We did have walkie-talkies.
Because somehow we did connect and learn that we had
a missing person.
We were going the wrong way.
Yeah, but you know, we had no way to radio her because she didn't have one on her. So I think we spent a good hour looking for her. We finally found her. We found her. She was going in the wrong direction. So let that be a lesson to you folks listening, that if someone's in the middle of the pack, it doesn't mean they're necessarily safe. So that was your first backpacking trip.
Yes.
But I was counting the trips that we've done together. We've done over 20 plus trips, at least.
There's a lot of trips. Too many to remember.
So do you have a preference, hiking versus backpacking?
Now
that you're a mother of two, though, you don't have the flexibility you once had.
I prefer backpacking.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. My wife would say otherwise, but that's interesting.
No, I much prefer backpacking. I've done a lot of them.
And you say that because what?
Well, you know, I've done a lot of car camping with the kids and friends. Like, I've been able to con a lot of women, you know, when the guys are at work and to go and camping during the week. And those trips are fun, but backpacking, you have this sort of sense of accomplishment before you get to the camp. And then you set everything up, and it's just more limited, but at the same time, really nice. But obviously, backpacking with a three-year-old is really not possible.
Yeah,
unless you're,
tough.
You know, a camel.
Well, I think...
So,
Not that you haven't backpacked in the child-rearing years, plenty of things, right? Like, off the trail, but...
I still carry around my 30-something pound son when
yeah,
he gets
exactly.
lazy.
You've done your fair share of backpacking off the trail.
Yes, but it's very difficult to actually backpack with a three-year-old. He won't walk more than about, I don't know, a half a mile. But yeah, I really like backpacking better. But, I mean, the car camping is great for the time that I'm in right now.
So let me throw another backpacking experience in front of you that I had long forgotten about until I looked at my cheat sheet here. Yellow Mountain. So that's North Carolina, Western North Carolina. You, Roger, Charlie, and I set out, and I don't know if you remember this, but it was the night that we camped, and we set up right before a rain came through, and we're in this little kind of gap.
Oh, yes, yes.
And,
Where I used the saw.
Yes.
The saw.
Yeah, that's
yes.
right. It might have been the first big
saw the wood.
Saw experience.
Yes, the camp saw, because the camel carried the camp saw.
Yes, he did. And it poured down rain. We had just enough time to get camp set up. And then the next morning, what I remember most vividly is the next morning hearing the wild turkeys buzzing around.
Yes.
It gets back to your trail name.
Yes, but that time I did not have any wild turkey, and I haven't had any wild turkey since that camping trip.
did you hear the wild turkeys the next morning?
Yes.
It wasn't just me, right?
No, they were there.
Because I remember seeing the feathers. There were feathers everywhere. They were buzzing around our tents.
Yeah, they were everywhere. And, yeah, that was a really nice trip, and we had that nice tarp.
Yeah, the Kelty tarp. It saved our butt, because it poured that night.
That was key for that trip.
Yeah, but we were able to stay pretty much dry and hug the fire.
That was a good... Definite good piece of gear when we went to have.
And the next morning, I actually hiked to the top of the mountain, but you slackers, you stayed in bed.
No, I went to sleep and I didn't get up until it was time to hike back.
It was like another mile and a half up to the mountain. But the mountain was amazing. Like, I got up there, there's a fire tower, I'm above the clouds. Ah, it was beautiful. So, the other two trips I had on here that we did was Chattooga River with Ashley. My wife, with Roger. It was kind of late fall. I don't know if you remember
that. That was a really long
hike. Yeah, it was kind of a long hike. And then the other one was the Graveyard Fields, which I think was with Glenn and Susan. Podcast number one in my interview.
Oh, yeah?
Where we hiked, like, essentially 20 minutes. And Charlie was so disappointed that was the
end
of the
hike. Oh, I remember that. And we kept hiking after we set up camp because... It was such a disappointing backpacking trip that...
We had to get more exercise.
We had to go further.
So we went to the falls.
We had the falls. Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, I like that. I mean, that was a long drive, too.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God. It was at least 4 hours.
Yeah.
To hike 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was... But it was beautiful. I mean, the place was gorgeous.
Well, to backpack 20 minutes, we ended up hiking further.
Yeah, but it was really pretty. Like, the site was great. It just wasn't as energetic as we had hoped.
Well, you know, we've broken you in on the hard trips. The, you know.
Well, the Chattooga Falls was probably one of the harder ones.
Chattooga Falls.
No, there was one we went on with, like 10 guys and me.
10 guys and you?
Yeah, and I was pregnant. But no one knew it.
That sounds like a bad comedy act right there.
I can't remember where we went. But,
Who were the guys?
I was by far the only girl, and oh god, there were at least it was like 10 guys and me.
You got me thinking here.
And we found the dog with the collar.
Oh, yeah. That was the Chattooga River trip I was just talking about.
Okay. I was thinking that was the one that we went on with Ashley where we hiked a really long way and Roger was with us.
No, that was the trip where Glenn and Susan were supposed to meet us. And they got lost.
Yeah, they got lost.
And you're right. There were like a ton of people there. The Weasel and I might have hiked in there at night. And you were hanging out with Roger and a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
And I had Rebel, my old dog, and we were sitting around the fire, and he kept getting all excited. And then we realized it was because there was a hunting dog that was circling the camp. Yeah.
The dog.
Wow.
But yeah, I remember that one just because I was like the only girl.
So, hiking versus backpacking, you've done both.
Mm-hmm.
You have a preference?
No, I'll take backpacking any day. Because you're going somewhere, and then you get to hang out and set up camp, and you have to take everything, but you can't take that much.
Right.
Because you have to keep at least I have to keep my weight down, or I can't do it.
I think at this day and age, I've got to keep my weight down, probably more than you, I'm guessing. Or so my wife tells me.
But, no, I would much prefer to go backpacking. But, I mean, hiking is, you know, pretty much what I'm limited to for the most part now.
Well, it's tough with young kids. It'll change. So let me rip off some day hikes. We kind of talked about the backpacking trips. Tell me your favorite and why. I'm going to rip off a few that we've done. Fort Mountain State Park. That was we camped.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Brasstown Bald, which was very short, but it had a nice little
That was nice with kids. Like, that was a good kid.
Vogel State Park, which that was the time we rented the cabin.
Yes.
New Year's Eve. That was like two years ago. Smokies. We've done a few Smokies trips, but the one near Bryson City where Roger's friend Laura was there.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Wesser Bald, which I'm struggling to try to remember that one. Green Mountain, which was near a cabin, looked very similar to this one. Aska Road in LJ?
Ah, yes, in LJ. I remember
think my
one.
Kids were very young. The Cardeque River, which Rich Mountain Wilderness, also in that same area. And Pine Mountain State Park, which, oh my God, my wife was giving me shit on the way here because my kids almost got run over by a car. Oh, you weren't there that time.
No,
that
I wasn't
was
there.
Just last
I was,
year.
I was homesick because Duncan was sick.
That's
and
right.
He couldn't come, so Charlie went.
Favorite day hiking destination?
Favorite day hiking. That's a tough one because the day hikes don't stick with me like the backpacking trips.
But, you're actually in my book in Sweetwater Creek, now that I think about it.
Sweetwater Creek is great. I mean, you know, like if you're just in Atlanta and you need to get out, Sweetwater Creek is awesome. Particularly the long hike.
You'd still rather backpack than hike?
Oh, absolutely. It's just more memorable, and like it, you have to work a lot harder. It's more fun. But, day hikes, anything with a waterfall.
You can't go wrong there.
You can't get, you know, you get a waterfall or you got a lot of water you have to cross and a lot of up and down.
Especially in the summertime, right?
When yeah, it's awesome. And, I'm trying to think of the one we went on. We had a ton of waterfalls.
So if I had to just catch you off guard and ask you your most memorable trip, hiking or backpacking, is it Stratton-Bald?
Stratton-Bald, yeah, universally,
is
the most memorable because it was the first one I really went on, and it was just a great trip. Like it had, you know, a whole variety of weather.
Yeah,
I'm not sure
true.
You could put more weather into a day.
Yeah, because that last day, the day we hiked out, was beautiful. It was like crystal clear, super sunny. The day we hike in, it's like foggy. Well, we had some snow blowing around.
But it started out it started out as a beautiful day. And then, you know, I mean, it is definitely the definition of the day that you really need to take that advice about bringing the extra clothes, even though it looks lovely.
Be prepared.
It was like 60 degrees.
I know.
And then all of a sudden, it's not 60 degrees. It's like 20 degrees with a breeze that could blow away your tent.
I flash back to seeing you on the side of the trail, shivering, looking miserable.
Well, in the wrong shoes.
I was looking at you like, oh my God, Charlie, this girl will never hike with you again. That's kind of how you felt at the time, right?
Yeah, the shoes are all wrong. No, I really never felt like that. I felt like I would live through it. Only because we had stopped at the store on the way up, and we bought long underwear.
The savior,
long underwear.
Wow, that's a good call, man. Well, I guess it was. We knew it was going to be cold. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I just had no idea how cold. And shoes are really important.
So, Katie, gear that you like. Anything particular that you like on the trail? I can tell you my personal favorite, just to get your wheels turning. My Therm-a-Rest chair.
The Therm-a-Rest chair is key.
God, I love that. I mean, if there's one thing I won't give up, it's sitting around a campfire in a Therm-a-Rest chair.
The Therm-a-Rest chair is very helpful. Good boots really make a big difference.
Okay, I could see that.
And I think as a girl who'd never done backpacking before, and then tried it with bad boots.
Right. Your first time?
Good boots? Much better.
Yeah.
Much, much better. Sure. And any sort of, like, good rain gear. You know, like...
Where you're not getting wet when you're getting rained on?
Around the city, you think you have good rain gear because you can get out of your car and walk into the Target. But when you're out in the woods and you have no dryer and you have no car, it is much better to have good rain gear.
I would agree with that statement.
Yeah. And in a tent that is not from Walmart.
Now, you guys were pretty well prepared, though, if I remember correctly. I mean, mostly.
See, Charlie is well prepared. He had good gear. But what I grew up with, camping and hiking and stuff, that gear was bad. Bad gear.
Well, it takes time to kind of learn that, you know.
Well, and
it's
worth makes
a few extra bucks.
You know, you go three or four times and you get rained on every time and you get soaking wet because you have a really bad tent or a tent that doesn't hold up to wind or... And you just never want to do it again. But if you have good gear...
Makes a huge difference, yeah.
Yeah, a nice tent.
Any places that you would repeat that we've been to in the past that you really, really like...
I really like anything with water. I mean, I enjoy, like, the river places that we've gone.
Like there's Chattooga.
Chattooga, Nantahala. any of the water. There's a couple places we've hiked where we've crossed a lot of rivers and stuff.
We don't do the Nantahala like we used to in our old age.
No, the Nantahala.
Any fond memories from those trips? Because there are so many. I just can't even... Can't even begin to retell some stories there.
The Nantahala trips were awesome. They're really
defining memories.
My all-time favorite Nantahala trip was to the place of the crazy guy campground.
Oh yeah, Watipi.
Before he was committed.
Yeah, he apparently went seriously to an insane asylum.
Yes, we do believe he was in fact committed.
Yeah.
But he had an awesome campground that basically had no rules and large campsites, which was good because everybody who was there had large groups. And
we did a lot of four-wheeling.
There was a lot of four-wheeling. There was a case where you guys drove me up to the top of the mountain, and then I mountain biked back down, and that was awesome.
Did you borrow a bike or did you bring
it? No, we brought a bike up there.
Great call.
That was awesome. And then... that was by far my favorite, though, that campground. It was just...
It was awesome.
It was over the top.
He got crazier every year that we went there, though.
There was a large number of small dogs.
Yeah,
and a Cadillac.
They rolled rocks. Do you remember that?
I don't remember the dogs rolling rocks because I just tried to get away. But the entire house that he lived in was covered... And what I believe might have been plastic wrap.
I think it was actually a trailer, to be quite honest.
It could have been a trailer, but it was covered in plastic wrap.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it was Saran, not like the kind, like a big tarp.
You know what I remember about that, actually? And I'm glad we're having this discussion, because these memories only come back through conversation. But I think when you first showed up, it was $10. In the next couple to roll through, it went to like 12. And then the next couple that came through, it was like 15. And the price just kept going up.
Going up as the night went on.
Exactly.
You got too many people.
That's right.
And then I remember going to the bathroom. And they had a lovely bathhouse full of spiders. And I stepped on a snake. And I screamed because I stepped on a snake. And no one of the 20 or 30 people that were camping that night
noticed
so much as flinched.
Oh my
like
God.
No one even said, "Are you okay?"
It was a copperhead, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
That was the copperhead that Morgan the next day was like, "You stepped on a bloody copperhead." You remember that?
Well, I don't know if I don't know if I trust Morgan's snake identification skills, but
it was definitely a copperhead because okay. The next day we took it and we stuck it by the water faucet. And it looked like it was still alive, but it was dead. And it scared the crap out of, like, everybody that was there.
Well, I stepped on this one, and I was barefoot. And I won't do that again. Wear shoes. Shoes are good.
Dude, another beginner tip.
Shoes are always good, no matter the time of year.
Any other beginner tips for our studio audience here today?
Pack light. Pack very light.
You know,
rain gear, pack light.
It seems sensible, but what happens? You pack the kitchen sink, right?
I know. You pack all the stuff and you think you need it, but really all you need is rain gear and warm clothes. Because if you have those two things, you're really okay.
And good friends.
Oh, lots of good friends. You know?
Well, Katie, thank you for the podcast this evening. It was a pleasure to have you on the show. Even though I couldn't corner your husband for his commentary, it's good to have the Brady experience down for posterity. But thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Into Backpacking podcast. This is your host, Bird Shooter, wishing you the best for your travels on the trail. To subscribe to this show, visit iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or your favorite podcast app, and give us a thumbs up or a positive comment while you're there. You can also download shows directly from intobackpacking.com. Just click the podcast tab on the main menu. Music for this show was provided by Jerris under a Creative Commons license and is titled Hillbilly Anarchy. This show is a production of Into Backpacking and is copyrighted by Into Ventures, Inc. For more information on this podcast or to provide feedback or comments on this or future shows, please visit us at intobackpacking.com. That's the letter N, the number 2, backpacking.com.